I'm curious as to why the Rav of a shul sits facing the Kehila rather than facing forward as do the rest of the Kehila. Thanks. Anonymous from Israel. Okay, first of all, there are two different minhagim. In some shuls, the Rav taka faces the same way as the Kehila with his back to them. And in some shul, the Rav sits in the front with his face towards the Kehila. I haven't found any reason for either one. Obviously, the Rav sits and faces the same way of the Kehila, doesn't need an explanation. But why would the Rav face the Kehila? So here, one reason could be that for the sake of the Kehila, they should be able to watch the Rav. Looking at the Rav makes an impression on them or whatever. They can see how he davened or whatever, and hopefully he's a good example. Also, it gives the Rav the chance to be aware of what's going on in the Kehila and be able to correct things that need to be corrected or whatever. That's also the Indian of Kovet of Talmidei Chachamim, that the Tzibur should be able to face their Rav, who is more like a teacher to them, even during davening, and that's why he faces the Kehila. Obviously, when you say Shemoneh Esrei, the Rav faces the direction that the entire Kehila is facing also.